Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning and some football. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says setting a new record for fewest goals conceded in a Premier League season would be a huge step towards winning the title. They've leagued just 3-8 matches ahead of today's game with Crystal Palace. Arteta wants them to continue their brilliant defensive record for the entire campaign.
We want these kind of records that we are getting a lot at the end brings the silverware and the trophies that we want. But obviously, the more we can produce, I think the closer we're going to be to achieve what we want to do.
That match against Crystal Palace kicks off at 4 o'clock. The other 4 o'clock fixtures, Wolves play host to Burnley. Manchester City are away. They take on Aston Villa. And a Bournemouth go head-to-head against Nottingham Forest. And then Tottenham boss Thomas Frank says he's noticed a crazy peak in the use of long throw-ins this season. His side travelled to Everton in the Premier League in today's late kickoff. The Spurs manager believes it would be wrong to look down on any attacking method that bears fruit.
I know there can be styles and what you believe in and all that. I'm just thinking, how can I make sure that we hopefully maximize the opportunities to try to score a goal? It's the most difficult thing to do in football. And can you give yourself one more weapon? Why not?
That clash between Tottenham and Everton kicks off at 6:30. Closing off with rugby, the Hollybet Sharks earned full points to break their drought in the United Rugby Championship with a 29-19 win against the Scarlets at Kings Park last night. Najon Smith guided the Durban side out of the woods with a penalty in the 63rd minute in a turnaround for the Sharks. They went into the halftime break leading 19-14, but Scarlet's wing Tom Rogers bounced back through a soft Sharks defence in the second half to level the points. And then the DHL Stormers continued their unbeaten record to overcome Benetton by 31-16 in Treviso, Italy last night to remain on top of the URC log. Earlier, the Lions ran in 7 tries against Ulster at Ellis Park, beating the Irish side by 49-31. Right, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.